President Obama took questions at a town hall meeting yesterday in Washington where voters repeatedly expressed their disappointment. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president defended his economic decisions, including his opposition to the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans.
President Bush's across-the-board tax cuts expire in January, and the debate over whether to extend them has become a focal point of the midterm elections. President Obama argued yesterday that his plan includes tax cuts for everyone.
If you make more than $250,000 a year, you still get a tax break. It's just you only get it up to $250,000.
His Republican opponents and a few Democrats want to extend the tax cuts on all income. Some have suggested a compromise, raising the cutoff to $1 million a year. But at a forum hosted by CNBC, the president said that plan does not make economic sense.
I can't give tax cuts to the top 2% of Americans. 86% of that money going to people making $1 million or more, and lower the deficit at the same time. I don't have the math.
Many voters pushed back on why the president's economic policies have not produced more improvement, including the first audience member to ask a question, who did not give her name.
I'm exhausted of defending you, defending your administration, right, defending the mantle of change that I voted for, right, and deeply disappointed with where we are right now.
Mr. Obama admitted that things are not where they need to be, but he argued that the country is moving in the right direction. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.